Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 546. I was very close. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your patronage. If you have not checked it out already, last week we had the great pleasure of reviewing the 1983 comedy classic, and it really still holds up. It's so funny. Mr. Mom, with our dear friends, Jason Stewart, who we'll get to presently, and the legendary Reality Steve, who we're always lucky to have. So thank you to those guys. We appreciate you guys coming on. I think it came off great. It's a great episode, and everybody should check it out. Go check out episode number 345. If you're not already, please subscribe to our bonus content. Become a supporter of the show. Click the link in the show notes. It costs you $5 a month, and you can get all the extra stuff we do there every week. And plus, you could just help us out. We appreciate it. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well, and I realize I haven't plugged in my mic.
Oh, well, I could still. Oh, the chair. And see, you just leaned over. I've only seen, that was two episodes ago that we gave everybody a look at the chair. And now you just leaned forward right now and the back
and
of the chair.
Yeah,
yes.
Peels
yes.
Shit off.
That is also worn through.
When really you should be admiring my marvelous Marvin Hagler t-shirt.
That's a great shirt. I have a Motor Pub Cincinnati, Ohio t-shirt on where they serve
beautiful,
delicious tots, live music every night of the week. Yeah. So that was, people were hitting me up because I've been, so the way I parse out the show now is just because it's just a little less work, or it's, I can split up the work. So we record the show every Monday night, pretty much. Sometimes we pivot to Tuesdays. That's okay. And then I put it out the next day, the next morning for the subscribers. They get the whole thing. Then the following day, I put out the audio version, the truncated audio version for non-subscribers. Then the day after that, we put out the video. Well, and no one's ever said anything about it. No one's ever said not a word until the chair episode was released and people, the Red Circle people were listening.
Can you just see this?
Yes. Chair? They're like, when's the video? When can I see the video? We got to see Ed's chair. So That was fun and exciting.
Oh, it's like the piece of shit. It like wasn't the like a gag on Frasier that his dad had a really shitty chair.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hated
it's not
it.
Wasn't yeah, even that bad. It was just ugly.
This is a piece of shit. This
it's
is
great.
A falling apart like shitty chair.
That's great.
And it's one of those things that if you're in the right kind of relationship, digging yeah, your heels in to tweak the other person. If this was really an issue in my marriage,
oh, yeah,
I'd get rid of the chair.
Of course.
But the fact that it just aggravates Michelle, I yeah, keep this piece of shit chair forever.
It makes things fun. You got to keep yeah, things fun, you know, because yeah, she does shit like that needles you also. And that keeps
right,
relationships exciting. Speaking of pieces of shit, I, before we get to the show, I need to relay a little story. As you see, I'm wearing my fresh Minnesota Gold and Gophers hat that was given to me by our good buddy Super Lee, who hosted me and friend of the show Travis Rogers at the Minnesota UCLA game, which we left. George, Travis and I.
It was late, right?
Fucking started at 6. We left like with 3 minutes left to go in the game, and after Minnesota had to punt back to UCLA, and I'm like, well, this is over. Well, UCLA, of course, gave the ball back, and Minnesota drove down the field and scored a touchdown to win it, but that's okay. I mean, I would have liked to have seen it, but there was a lot more people there than I expected to be there, so I was happy to beat the traffic, and it was great to meet Super Lee, great guy, met his family, nice people, delightful people. But let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
So, and I could tell, so last week, or 2 weeks ago, whenever, I was complaining about how far away Pasadena was, and the game starts.
It's a hike.
Yeah, the game starts so late. So originally, and this is what happens. Somebody invites you to something. It's very kind of him to invite me. It was a couple of months ago. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go to a college football game. And in my head, I'm picturing 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, sunny daytime.
The right time for college football, afternoon.
Yes. Football. So turns out the game's at 6. And I was, and even afterwards, Super Lee's like, hey, man, thanks for coming. He sent me a text. He's like, thanks for coming. I know it was a drive. So I kind of felt like shit because I was complaining about it on the show, but it wasn't that bad. It was fun. But prior to going to that event, it was the weekend, the night before, Saturday night, was game 5 of the NL Division Series with the Dodgers and the Padres.
Oh.
And my buddy Travis, I happen to know, has a business relationship with somebody with access to tickets to the Dodgers. So I was pitching to him. I was pitching it in this way. Hey, bro. See what you can do to get us a couple of ducats to the Dodger game. And then I will take the hit for you. You can flake on the UCLA thing. I'll tell some bullshit to Super Lee that you couldn't make it, but I'll still go and represent because Lee's my boy. And Trav's like, nah, you know what he kept telling me? And this is what he always says. No access. I got no access.
That's a flat out lie.
Of course it is. He just didn't want to. Right. So listen to this, this piece of shit, Ed. Listen to this. The day before the game, I get a text and he goes, hey man, he goes, I don't know what you did. He goes, you willed it into existence. You put it out in the ether that the individual that I know texted me this morning, which could be a lie. He could have asked, but he's pretending that he didn't. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The individual that I know reached out to me this morning and asked me if I wanted to go to the game. This is a text I received paraphrasing. I said, all I responded was all caps, stop. Because I just couldn't believe it. I was aghast. It was so exciting. The very next text. I'm taking Susan with me, his wife.
You spoke it into existence for him and his enjoyment only?
Yes. Look, somebody offers me free tickets. I'm gonna invite the people closest to me first. Understood. What I'm not gonna do is text the person that was telling me to get tickets in the first place, telling them that I got tickets, only to follow up by saying, oh, by the way, I'm not taking you with me.
What a piece of shit.
All-time piece of shit. Just one of the great piece of shit moves of all time.
Come on.
Can you believe that shit?
That's some bullshit.
Bullshit. So we ended up going to the UCLA-Minnesota game. Anyway, it was very fun. I got fucked out of the Dodger tickets, but that's okay.
So.
Yeah. Tell me. What's going on with you, Ed? What's been on your mind? You look a little in distress. Everything cool? More snakes back home or just no?
No.
Oh, man, look at that.
So, you know, we all have people in our lives it makes life great. It makes life stressful, makes life great, but we need different people in our lives.
That's true.
But in the last week, the last 4 or 5 days, you and I both have someone in our life.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of crying for help out there. I just want to read you something.
Look at me over here. I need attention. Look at my attention. Listen how smart I am. I'm coming at it from a different perspective. I got hot takes. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, because this was right after the Dodgers defeated the Padres in an entertaining series for the neutral
series. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like an entertaining series.
It was real ball being played.
So when an entertaining series ends and your team wins,
yeah,
you're happy. You're happy.
Yeah.
Somebody went onto Twitter, wrote, "The team that plays the game the right way won the series. Hashtag let's go Dodgers." Talking about at Jason Stewart. And first of all, the algorithm knows that this irks me, this kind of talk. And so I opened Twitter, especially like on a weekend with football and stuff. I just want to read some sports stuff. I feel like every third tweet was Jason Stewart talking about playing the right way and that kind of stuff. And also, we allude to it.
Oh, no.
And with Reality Steve, we've been talking about we have been inundated with text to accompany these tweets.
The system.
He wants receding. Yeah. He thinks that the baseball should be played the right way. The Padres didn't play the right way.
Yep.
And he defended throwing a baseball at a player, but then was outraged by Manny Machado really trying to kill Dave Roberts, even though Dave Roberts didn't even move out of the way. It was a slow bouncing ball into the dugout that is done every game since the history of baseball.
Literally not even, no one should even have mentioned it.
This is so stupid. This is a cry for help.
It's
in our life. We've got Jason Stewart crying for help with these insane tweets.
I'm trying to scroll back and there's so many. So many. Yeah.
Here's one.
Yeah.
He made the choice to taunt a section of fans who were consuming alcohol. If you don't want irrational people doing reprehensible things to you, you don't make that decision in the moment. So guys are calling him a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then something good happens. He robs a home run for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck off, fans.
Yeah.
And then they should be allowed, because they're drunk, they're allowed to injure him. I remember Marcus Smart, who's like a 7-8 year player.
Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm.
We did the story and I advocated if a fan thinks they're so cool to talk shit to a big player,
light him up.
He should be able to go into the stands and light them up.
Yeah.
Jason Stewart's taking the opposite approach.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be taunting the fans. The fans.
And look, I'm a Dodger fan, like Jason, I guess. I could give a fuck about reseeding and blah, blah, blah.
The right way.
I mean, aren't the Dodgers playing the lowest seed right now?
Yes.
Right? So, I don't know. It worked out. Like, doesn't matter. I don't understand how were the Padres playing the wrong way and the Dodgers were playing the right way. I think they were just playing each other. Everybody was just playing each other. I didn't see any rights or wrongs happening.
And look, everybody celebrates a different way. The Dodgers in that right way series were doing dick to dick high fives after a home run.
Kind of into that.
I like it.
Yes.
I like
it. Of course.
It, but you can't tell me there's a right way and a wrong way. No. And that's on the right way.
I don't know if it's like, I think he doesn't like bat flipping or
but
pimping it.
Clapping is the right way?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I absolutely love. Even when it's gone against me, and in the moment I don't love it, but I love bat flipping.
Be excited.
And shit. I love celebrating when you're happy about something.
Yeah. Now, Shohei Ohtani didn't have a good series. He hit one home run. And when he hit that home run, this guy is Japanese. He's very understated. He flung his bat nearly toward and almost into the Padres dugout. Now, that's right. And whatever
right way
and whatever example I can't think of, because there wasn't one on the Padres, was the wrong way.
He's on Jason's side. So it's the right way.
It's just, I don't know. It's like, I can't tell because it's, you know, because whatever's going on with him. Like, I can't tell. Because I think he thinks he's a hot take artist now.
Yeah.
But does he have that in him to be like that calculated? No.
Yeah,
no.
Like he's the Skip Bayless of our lives.
I was just trying to scroll through and there's this one here where Shohei Ohtani tried to steal second base, and somebody tweeted, Shohei Ohtani, yeah, out here putting his body on the line in the first NLCS game of his career. And then Jason retweeted it, and he said, what you call putting his body on the line, I call risking injury with an unnecessary avoid slide. Well, hey, I mean, it's a bank. You got to slide. You got to slide. He was sliding, and then he kind of turned to the side to maybe get the, and he was out. But it was, he didn't even slide head. The dangerous one is the head first one. He didn't do that. He did the regular one, the safe one, where your feet go first. And what's unnecessary? Like, and Ed.
He also talked about, I remember, was it game one that they lost, and there was the throwing error, and Manny Machado was, like, out of the baseline. And he kept calling it Bush League.
Yeah. It's pretty smart. It's pretty smart play. Yeah.
Yeah, that's baseball, like, figuring out the stuff.
Yeah.
And the Padres ultimately lost.
That's why it's such a cool game, is because shit happens in baseball games all the time where you're like, whoa, can you do that? Like, is that allowed? Is that what's going on? Like, you need a ruling all the time in baseball. It's not like something to be mad about.
But I can't stress enough. Yes. Like, we've seen his Twitter timeline.
Yeah.
Yep. But
X, you mean X? Because he calls it X.
Oh, no.
Ed, you're talking about his X timeline, because that's what he would call it.
So you,
yeah,
Reality Steve and I,
yes,
are on a text chain with Jason. And I got to tell you, the Twitter timeline is like nothing compared to, we were making points about why there shouldn't be reseeding in the playoffs and like who gives a shit. And he keeps saying, nobody's giving me a point. And we're like, we're all saying, like, who gives a shit? And he just won't let it go. It's crazy. And we love Jason.
He's the best.
Because he's this way. Great. And we love him.
Because of what
we love
what
him.
He
and
is.
He was great on the Mr. Mom episode. He's great always.
I mean, he's got that one thing. He's got that one thing keistered to use at some point.
We do love him.
Yeah.
But my God, that what makes him funny on the podcast is also what... since we started the show, I can see on my phone there are at least four texts from Jason probably talking about baseball something.
Not only do you see it on Twitter, we get it in a group text that where he also sends links to, he's like, you're going to want to hear this. And he'll send links to himself.
The Athletic agreed with me about something. Yes. It's like, no.
Or his own clips from the Doug Gottlieb podcast, buddy of mine, Doug Gottlieb, where he'll be like, hey, 22 minute mark, my open letter to Max Muncy. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, he's got to be kidding, right? He knows I'm not going to listen to that. You're not going to listen to that. But Ed, I'll take it a step further.
Okay.
Because you and I will have a side conversation where we're like, hey, is Jason okay? Like, what's going on? Like, what? I have two other group chats where people are sending me screenshots going, what the fuck is this guy? Does anybody know what this guy's talking about? Reseeding. What does he mean? Avoid slide. Does that, like, he's just making shit up. And people, like, right way, wrong way. And so I'm getting it from him.
In stereo. Stereo.
It's do, 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 ching, ching, ching. I can't avoid this shit. It's everywhere. He wanted to use the first 20 minutes of the Mr. Mom podcast to explain his reseeding. And also, he's like, you know, if they want to grow the game, I'm like, the Mets payroll's $350 million. Dollars, the Dodgers is $330. The game has grown.
The babies all grows up.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani makes $70 million. The game is fine. They're good.
It's grown.
They're good. Dodgers sold 4 million tickets this year. Good to go. I don't think they're worried about growing the game. The game done grown, Ed. They're playing in Japan and shit. Like, get the fuck. Anyway, we love Jay Stu. You guys should go back.
We love you.
Yes.
Jason, but my God.
It's a lot.
What a week it's been.
It's not only is it constant, it's constant and I don't understand and I care even less. It's all the time. I don't know what it is and I don't care. And that, so it's a bam, bam, bam. It's multiple things. Anyway, and the big takeaway from this is Travis Rogers is one of the biggest pieces of shit.
What a piece of shit. Huge piece of shit. That. I mean, Travis, come on.
Bad guy. Okay. Let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. On who's alive, nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, who died this week?
The first death is someone that, if you said she died in 1970... Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
That works. Over the years, I've learned bit by bit. I know she was one of the all-time worst parents.
I get confused. I thought this was the one that they stuck the ice pick in her brain and jabbed around a bunch of times, but that's the sister.
Oh, because that's the sister who was special needs, but she was fingering herself at the table, I think, like stuff like that. We got a lobotomy.
Much like that movie that grossed me out with Emma Stone.
Yes. Yes.
Positive
things. Poor things.
Yes. Like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like she was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethel Kennedy. That's not the one.
Yeah. This is one she married in. But they're all cousins anyway. They all marry their cousins.
Yeah. It's the worst family ever.
Yes.
The Kennedy family. Yes. And when, you know, we've like, as Robert Kennedy Jr. has like raised his profile and people are like, well, what's up with it? Why is this guy like all into falconry and like strapping dead animals?
Because
they're like, oh, yeah, because he was like crazy rich and his parents were the worst.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, yeah, just go off and do some shit. And so, like, of course, he like became friends with a falcon because his parents were the worst.
Give me an example of what the mom did.
Just like, we've got a dinner party. Yeah. You need to get the fuck out of my life. And he's 11. So then he turns to drugs. And like, they're just rich, hanging out with rich people. And the goal is getting her husband.
Port.
Yeah. The goal is getting her husband elected. Yeah. And like, the kids are a nuisance. So we'll send them away here or there or put them with, you know, let some other adult deal with them.
Yeah.
It's that whole family, they talk about the curse of the Kennedys. It's because they're all fucked up people.
Yeah, they're all inbred. And other than the son, John.
Who was beautiful.
Beautiful.
But flew a plane and killed a couple hot women because he had to fly in the storm.
Yes.
They're all fucked up.
He's very dumb. He was gorgeous. But this John Kennedy, JFK, Slay FK, and his brother, Bobby,
roast Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. They were dirty dicking people. But also, these dudes had buck teeth. Like, they were handsome for politicians.
What's the handsome?
Yeah.
This is like...
Yeah, they were handsome.
Like Danica Patrick being treated like a hot chick for a few years, and you're like, compared to Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hot for a race car driver, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, like, these guys are... Like, Barack Obama, say what you will. You know, I'm not particularly a fan, but objectively, the man is a handsome man. Like, he's a good looking guy, you know, like this. And these Kennedys, they fucked Marilyn Monroe.
Like some of my ugly cousins.
Yeah, he was the president of the United States. He fucked Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Of course he did. Like, Bill Clinton got laid. They all get fucking laid. Listen, and what? You know, like, we're supposed to believe he's handsome. His fucking teeth stuck straight out of his head. So no, fuck the Kennedys, fuck Hyannisport, fuck the accent.
Any family that has compounds.
Yeah, fuck compounds. Yeah.
Compounds.
Oh, fuck
their Branch Davidians.
Their old man.
Here with your compound.
Their old man was a bootlegger, and he's a bootlegger, and then he went to Congress, and then he reared his sons to be president, and that, you know, there was some shenanigans with the PT boat story. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, and dead voters.
Yes, and the Chicago area.
Chicago mob. Fuck everyone. All of them.
Yes, I'm with you. Fuck them. Who else?
R.I.P. Louis Tiant, 83 years old, Red Sox pitcher. legendary soup strainer. That is a mustache.
Yeah. I thought he died 25 years ago, honestly. Sure. Like Vida Blue. Like, I thought, you know, like, yes. But yes, a gorgeous stash. Beautiful.
Great
Louis
stash.
Louis Tion. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Christopher Chacone.
Yeah.
Madonna's brother, 63 years old. I feel like I only heard about him in the context that he was near death for like the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think he had a troubled life and he was like kind of like her Roger Clinton. But the thing is, right, you're so fucking rich. Just make his life easy and keep him quiet. You know, like we don't want to hear about Christopher Chacone and, you know, like it's fine. Whatever.
You know, what's interesting is like I was trying to tell my boys like not that long ago, and I guess she's just out of, like, she's just past her like last hit long enough. My boys, I was like, you have to understand, like, this is Taylor Swift is like at Madonna's level, but like Madonna was, she was the most famous female artist until Taylor Swift, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she changed the game. She's like, she got out there and she's like, look at my pussy. And she's like, I can't even.
I like fucking.
Yeah. She's like, I can't even really sing, but it doesn't matter because my charisma is going to carry me through the thing. And then like everybody that came after her was just kind of like Britney Spears or Lady Gaga. Like
Madonna.
Yes. They were kind of like they were using that blueprint to go on. And look, she would, you know, she would let Scottie Pippen hit it and Dennis Rodman and Jose Canseco. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, this is, you know, I'm living a life. So that was her thing. Now she looks like Waylon Flowers, madam. You know, she's got the cheeks are doing this and the chin.
You get the work done.
It's so much, you know, she's like 65. Rough. Like, you got to grow gracefully. You do a little. Okay. You don't do too much. You do a little. And she's still out there. I saw clips on Instagram this week. Like, she's touring and she's out there like simulating, getting gangbanged on stage. Like, she always has. And it's like, that was groundbreaking when Madonna did it back in the day. But now she's an old bag.
You don't want Gam Gam doing that.
Yes. You don't want an old bag getting her asshole fingered on stage at the Staples Center. Like, that's not where we've moved to Madonna. And that's the thing. She constantly reinvented, Ed, right? Like, oh, look at, she's...
Yeah, that's right. New, she went through different stages.
But now...
She's like a virgin. She's
Papa Don't
Papa
Preach.
Don't Preach.
Danny Aiello.
She's doing different... Yes. Like, prayer.
Yes. I
gotta say, yeah. I do enjoy... Like, I was in the store the other day, heard Borderline. I was like, this is a fucking banger.
Lucky Star?
Oh,
come on. Get into the groove. Get into the groove. Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. No, these are all bangers. And she's a hustler. Like, you got to respect her. She took her fucking stupid tape around New York to all the DJs and she sucked everybody's dick until they would play her tape.
Like a dancer.
Yeah. She was like a dancer
at the club.
She was a dancer from the University of Michigan. And she was like, hey, I'm going to be much like if you watch the Schwarzenegger documentary, same idea.
Love that.
Where he's just like, oh no, I'm gonna be Mr. Olympia. He never fucking picked up a weight in his life. He's just like, I'm gonna be Mr. Olympia. And then he goes, I'm gonna be the biggest action star in the world. And people are like, you don't speak English. And he's like, who cares? Like,
no, I'm gonna be the number one box office.
Yes, people can just do this, you know. And it's irrational confidence is the greatest gift to anybody that has it. And Madonna had it, and good for her. But now it's time for her to go away.
Right.
Yeah.
And also R.I.P. her brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And her brother died. Very sad. Terribly sad.
R.I.P. Billy Shaw, Bill's icon, Hall of Famer, 85 years old. Never heard of him, but he made the Hall of Fame. Good for him.
Oh, he's a running back for the Lions. He was...
Billy Sims.
Oh, sorry. Oh, confused. No, different guy.
Billy Sims. One of my earliest Thanksgiving football memories, I believe, was Billy Sims shredding up his knee back in the day when you tear your knee and it was like night termite.
Yeah, it's over. Gale Sayers. Kurt Warner with the C, like there's many.
Right, the Seahawks.
Yeah, stories of those guys. Okay, all those people died. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my career. sparkly as can be. A My Own Joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week? Real sports.
So one of the big stories in the NFL was the Jets firing Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
And word got out after the firing. Well, the offense was like pretty shitty. And he was like, you know what? The word leaked that he was about to fire Aaron Rodgers' handpicked offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, that everyone's been laughing at for years.
Yeah.
And prior to doing that, he got the pink slip from Woody Johnson, the Jets owner. So that implies to many people with a brain in their head that.
Because they,
that Aaron Rodgers knew and went to the owner.
Yeah, they kept that Hackett guy, even though someone else is the coach now.
Even though he's proven nothing.
Oh my God! Remember when they made him the coach of the Broncos and he barely got through one season? Yeah, he was horrible. He was extremely horrible. Now I don't know. Look, I don't follow sports. All I know is that a couple weeks ago I had the Jets and I was getting some points and the fucking this Aaron Rodgers looked like he was going to lead a drive down the field at the end of the game and he threw a fucking interception and they lost and he didn't used to do that. So now he does that. So now like. Why are we still sucking this guy's dick? He's not good anymore. Like, the game has passed him by.
His last year in Green Bay wasn't good.
Yes. Yes.
And then you know, we all know last year he lasted like three plays.
Yes. No quarterback at the end of the year goes to do a new team and then goes off. I guess what, Favre kind of did with the Vikings. Yeah. Montana had a couple nice years, but they had a real Sophie's choice because Montana was still good, but they had this Steve Young guy who was fucking the best in the world. So they're like, we got to get rid of him.
Yes. They were going to lose him and he's the younger guy. Yep. So yeah, it was one of those. But Aaron Rodgers, what are we doing with
him? And he's weird, you know, like, you know,
talking about UFOs and shit. Like,
His teammates, like, they got to be like, remember that they were on Hard Knocks and he's like, hey, I told that guy, I never heard of you. Did you hear me tell it? Like, hey, look, if you got to point out the joke that you did to everybody, it wasn't a great joke, buddy. Just move on. Like, take another swing with the next one. It's fine. But he's weird. He doesn't connect with people. He's just an odd person. And, you know, fuck him.
And you can be odd if you're a kick-ass player. Right. He's no longer a kick-ass player. Right. So what are we doing with him?
Yes, exactly. That's right.
But we'll stay with that team.
Tell me.
Because the Jets, they traded, I believe, a third-round pick for the Eagles edge rusher, Hassan Reddick, who was pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's holding out because he's like, I want this massive payday.
Yeah.
And so... Nobody, like, he's just not playing for them. And while he's holding out, according to a lawsuit, he stiffed a business partner of $1.6 million and then hired goons to intimidate him.
Fuck, yes. I love this kind of shit. Hold on. I want to read it.
Also, looking at Hassan Reddick, I can't imagine the goons are going to intimidate more than he is. Yeah. He's a big fucking dude.
He's huge. Disgruntled Jets linebacker Hassan Reddick, who loses $800,000 for every game of his contract holdout. That's a lot, Ed.
And he's not, he's good.
Yeah.
But he's not good enough that it's like, all right, our bad. We'll waive all the penalties. Yeah. Like he's just losing money this year.
Yeah.
And it's a contract year for him. So like, what are you doing?
I know. Allegedly, stiffed a business partner out of $1.6 million and allegedly sent goons to intimidate him. According to a lawsuit, Reddick, 30. There's a big problem right there. He's getting long in the tooth. Was traded from the Eagles to New York in March and has failed to show up for gangrene since. Now, this is a bad business decision by the Jets, because if you had to know he wasn't going to come in and play if you didn't extend him.
You can back channel all of these conversations with agents. You would know if he's not planning on showing up.
Whoa. If his holdout lasts through the season, Reddick, whose agent quit this week, stands to lose up to $21.75 million. That's 14.25 in base, $4.5 million in fines, and $3 million in bonus forfeiture. You're never going to, even if you get a new contract, you're never going to realize those losses.
He's good, but he's not TJ Watt.
Yes.
He's not that. Like, he's good.
Yes.
He's not one of the Bosas. Like, he's a good player.
The Herald.
He's giving up a lot of money.
Yeah. This is very dumb. He's getting bad advice. The heralded pass rusher is a deadbeat in business as well, according to a Cherry Hill, New Jersey mobbed up ad. Yes or no?
Cherry Hill is like Philly, like
yes.
Jersey.
So answer is yes.
Philly suburb,
yep.
Or New York suburb. That's all of Jersey, and that's the Philly side. That's South Jersey.
Yeah. Who claimed he helped Reddick rescue his flailing senior healthcare business. What does this Hisso and Reddick know about the senior healthcare business? Do what you know, like strip clubs and fucking gambling, right. like what you don't know shit about fucking healthcare. Oh my god. Reddick bought Haven Home Health Agency. I feel like Reddick's got like an uncle that talked him into this. Haven Home Health Agency, too many H's, in 2018, but leaned on his dad Raymond Matthews and Matthews' ex-wife Tia Wright to run the business. By 2021, it was failing. Get out. Micah Kahn contended in the lawsuit. Wright and Matthews had no experience operating home health agency. Look, anything where you got to take, where you take on a business, where you got to take care of people, like that just always seems like the worst idea to me. Like this, like people are just
dying.
You have
to know what you're doing.
Yeah, you got to know. There's a lot of rules. Okay. So they had this guy, they brought in this guy to work and fix the business, and they didn't pay him. That sounds about right. Look, it's kind of on you, guy, because you knew this was a bad business, and you thought you were going to get some money out of this NFL guy, and it didn't work out. Like, he fucked you over, but also...
Fuck you.
I do like the goons aspect of it, though.
But the goons thing makes me feel like this is a story from the 1950s.
Yeah, sending goons over.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
I know.
You just send goons?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's... No, this is like, that's like Sopranos, like you send over the goons. Mr. Matthews brought over more than a dozen black gloved men to a business meeting, claiming
this is like a movie.
They were Hassan's personal security. It was at this post-sale meeting that Mr. Matthews made it clear they intended to breach their payment obligations. He's like, so me and my personal security, we're not paying you. And so go fuck yourself. What are you going to do about it? Like nothing. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, good for him. I'm sure everything's going to work out great for this guy. Hassan.
There was a super awkward exchange this weekend. NBA preseason's going on.
Yes.
NBA TV's Sam Mitchell, who I believe
Hawks
played for. He coached the Timberwolves, I believe, and played
yes.
for them.
Point guard?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sounds a little familiar. Okay.
He went off on a co-host and shared the co-host's address in an awkward segment where they're fighting.
Okay, I'm going to play this, first of all. But just the fact that it happened on NBA TV, like, is there anything sadder than when you have to turn on NBA TV? You're like, oh, yeah. the worst possible playoff game is on, and I'm in bed sick, so I guess I'll turn on NBA TV. And then suddenly you're more depressed.
So this is like the cocky aspect. It like being a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
They've been a dog shit franchise many years.
That's right.
But in those random years where they make the playoffs, there's never a question if they're going to be on NBA TV. It's going to be the Magic Pacers.
Yes.
It's never going to be the Knicks.
Yeah. It's
like the Knicks are a real franchise. Yes. They would never put them.
It's the Hawks Pistons.
Yes.
You know, like that's who's showing up over there. No, the Knicks are on fucking ESPN. Like that's
right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's look. Cause I don't.
It's a super awkward exchange. I watched it a couple times. I was like,
great.
What?
This is so good and also confusing. No.
Yeah, I saw that. The coaches don't get medals. I guess it just tells you what international, how they value coaches. Not at all.
I'm surprised.
Why do coaches don't get a gold medal?
I'm surprised coaches get a paycheck for this show. You know, I think like maybe you should do this pro bono, my friend.
So he's looking directly at him and he's motioning with him to his hand.
Mitchell was a coach. So
yes,
he's like,
yes.
I don't know why you're getting paid for this show.
It's basically what he's saying. Now, Sam Mitchell, I will agree, is a little bit country, but I can't tell if this guy's joking with him or not. Like, this is like,
it seems like ball busting that didn't go over well. It's a, like ball busting, it can be great.
Yes.
But know your audience when you're ball busting.
I think so. Okay, let's see how it goes.
No, last time I looked at my check, it's pretty close. So, hey.
Yeah, so he makes fun of himself a little bit.
Why don't you come up off some of that money you got since you're over there bragging about it?
I'm not bragging about
it. Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you rent your beach house out down in Florida during the hurricane? Or do I need to go on? How about the townhouse over in Buckhead?
Hey, what's going on here, Sam?
You want to call me out? I mean, come on.
I think
you screaming
have...
broke and hungry. Let's just see it. You know, I know.
Now, see, this guy, so this kid, the studio host, who looks like a young guy, here, he's got an issue. He's brought a knife to a gunfight. He's like a college kid. Like, he doesn't know what he's dealing with. And this is Sam Mitchell, who played in the NBA, who had to be in all these locker rooms all the time, talking shit, and on the bus talking shit, and in the plane talking shit. So this guy just fucking starts fucking talking about like what he owns and shit, like, publicly, like, and the kid looks scared to me. He looks scared.
I know what.
Yeah, he doesn't like where this is going.
No, he doesn't. No,
fellow. So you need to stop.
I think we have snitches on the show today.
No, we don't have snitches. We have
Sam Mitchell. Yeah.
We have truth tellers. So you're the one.
Yes.
Who crying poor and destitute up here? When do I need to keep going on further, more and more? Or do you want me to stop right now?
Go to this game between the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors.
You're going to stop messing with me on national
TV. They're both smiling.
About that. Hey, do I need to get out the address? Because you're not at home right now.
Look at this. A game in Seattle, fam.
Oh, Seattle?
I missed that play.
They got a team?
They should. Oh, they should still have
a just like
NBA
a preseason. Oh. They're just teasing.
I love Seattle, one of the best NBA cities ever. They won a championship. The fact that they do not have a team, I don't understand.
Yeah, me either.
That needs to be an NBA team.
Wow. So he basically just said he's got a condo in Buckhead. Well, that's where everybody lives in Atlanta. And that's not really doxing, right? He's got a place in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, I looked up Sam Mitchell. He was a small forward. Timberwolves, Pacers, then back to the Timberwolves. But before that, he was in the CBA. So this is a guy who grinded to get, he was on the Wisconsin Flyers, the Tampa Bay Flash, Rapid City Thrillers, Montpelier.
Buses.
So he grinded on buses until he got there. And then he became he was the Raptors coach.
That's right.
And then it looks like he was a Timberwolves coach at some point.
And now look, people are kind of Jay Stewing it here. They're like, Sam Mitchell got frustrated at his co-host and actually dropped his co-host's address on live TV. Well, no, I mean, he said the neighborhood.
He said Buckhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's, you know, I don't know. Like it is. It's kind of funny.
I thought there was another clip with the actual address. I just thought it's funny when two guys hate each
other. Oh, maybe there is. Maybe they, hold on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Buckhead does not, it's not telling you that much.
No,
Buckhead
it isn't.
Buckhead is where guys live.
Hold on. Let me see if this other clip's got the actual, because it looks like it kind of went on, which is great. We need more of this.
I'm surprised coaches get a paycheck.
I know. It's the same clip anyway. Okay.
You know, I think I'm
Team Sam Mitchell in this situation. Like this guy came at the King and he missed, and Sam Mitchell lit him up, and well, that's great. Yeah.
Right.
And also, when he goes, hey, should I go on? That's side pussy. He's talking about side pussy right there. And now look. I wouldn't support Sam Mitchell in that situation. That is the fucking third rail. No one's ever done anything bad enough to you that you put his business like that on Front Street. But that's what he's saying. He goes, you want me to keep going? You want me to say something else? Right. That's what he's going. Hey, we know you got side pieces here and there. Like that's what he's saying.
We can crank this shit up to 11. Yes. And this is where you want to go.
And that's going nuclear. And I don't support that in any way.
Right.
Yeah.
New exercise pill mimics the effects of running a 10K without any effort. Brian, is there any chance that this could go wrong?
No, it's fine. What?
Sure.
Remember, Olestra? Ed, they're like, you can eat as many.
This is shit in the potato chips, yes. Like the fake potato chips.
Yes, they're like, you can eat as many Ruffles as you want. And then people are like, hey, I had 5 Ruffles and my whole guts leaked out of my asshole in English class. It's like, well, oh, yeah. They're like, that could happen. It's fine, though. No, it's
possible
good.
Side effect.
Yeah, yeah. What's the big deal? It's nothing. Yeah, take a 10K. Well, here's what happens after you run a 10K. Your fucking hips hurt for a week. Your knee is sore. Like, it's like, does it mimic those effects?
And some monsters feel they need to put a bumper sticker on their
that's right. That says 10K. They get the free shirt and then they wear the free shirt every Sunday when I see it walking over here on the trail. they got their 10K. Yeah, does the pill come with a sticker?
Yeah. Dr. Oz got into trouble with Congress.
I know.
For the miracle pill. There's no miracle pills.
There ain't.
We'll eventually find the downside to every fucking pill. Yeah. We always will.
Yeah.
There's no miracles.
Don't eat so much food and go on a walk or a bike ride.
Exercise more, eat less.
Yeah. That's it.
Look, I say this and I'm not great at it.
Me either. You guys hear that? This is pretty exciting. I just ordered a sampler pack from Segura.com, and it's all these killer, like, limited edition cigars, stuff that I've never tried before. Here's a cool Rocky Patel right here, AVO, La Roma de Cuba, what's this one? Oh, Made Man. I don't even know this one. I bet it's good. It looks amazing. You guys know me. If you see me on the golf course, you're going to see me smoking a cigar. If you come by my house on a Sunday night, you're going to see me out in the backyard smoking a cigar while I'm barbecuing. I love cigars. And most of all, I love trying new and different sticks, stuff that I just don't see at my local shop, stuff that's new to me and stuff that I can share with my friends that they haven't tried before. And that's one of the things I love most about Segura is their adventurous spirit. They're always curating the coolest boutique cigars, stuff that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And they make it easy to dive into the cigar lifestyle. This is one of their seasonal samplers that I just picked up, and it's packed with incredible high quality cigars that didn't break the bank. Whether I'm relaxing on a fall evening or hanging out with friends, Segura has become my go-to spot for discovering something new. They have a sampler for every smoker and every occasion. So if you're looking to try something new, their samplers are a great place to start. Here's what's cool. They got a special offer just for my listeners. They came to me. They're like, we want to hook your people up because we know you're a cigar guy and your listeners are cigar guys. Visit Segura.com today to explore their unique selection of cigars and experience the next generation of cigar culture. Use code BALLER15 at checkout and get 15% off your order. Whether you're looking for a hot new cigar or just want to join a community of enthusiasts, Segura is your destination for all things cigars. That's Cigora.com and use code BALLER15 at checkout for 15% off your order.
Day, I got invited to, there was a, after it's Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples
he's
Day.
A great American, Columbus. He's a great Italian American.
Who found Haiti and thought it was India. He's a great, great guy. Yeah. Committed some genocide, some light genocide.
Well, he would stab your baby unless you brought him gold, and there was no gold there. So there was not, they were having a hard time bringing gold because there's no gold in Haiti. Yeah.
Anyway, a friend of mine's like, hey, I got an extra seat to the Devils game. It was like the club level.
The
so
Devils,
it
yeah.
was all you can eat. I don't even like the Devils.
Pizza.
But.
Yeah.
Pizza, yeah. Chicken fingers, wings.
Hot dogs.
And so, hot dogs, sliders. Yeah. There's all kinds of shit there. And so, like, I talk about you should eat less and exercise more. Yeah. But, like, it's right there. Everything's right there.
Hosted.
And so, like, today I ate like I was going to the fucking electric chair on shitty fried food. And it was delicious.
That's great.
So, I get it. It's a struggle. Yeah. But if you want to lose weight, you don't take a pill that's going to make you feel like you took the you got to just exercise and eat less. That's
it. Did you have a couple of Miller Lights while you were there?
I had. Here's the problem.
Yeah, tell me.
The guy I was with.
Oh, no, Mormon.
No, not Mormon. Oh. Just wasn't going to drink in the middle of the day. Yeah. And so I got one and then I'm drinking by myself. And I was like, okay, I'm stopping at one.
I wouldn't.
I'm not. It was weird because I'm at a hockey game of two teams that like it was fun. But I'm not used to just not drinking at like some neutral hockey.
You want
to
go?
I just had one.
Yeah.
But I had one and he's like not drinking. So I just, stopped it.
He has something to do later? Like, why do you even go to the game? Is he doing 75 hard?
And at the same time, I had something, you know, I had this show after. So like, it's not like I'm going to tie one on.
Sure.
But yeah. it was weird. It was weird.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
but
I get the food.
With the original point, it was delicious. There was just
fuck it up.
Who wants some wings?
Sure.
Like, it's all free. Everything's free.
Yeah. But and just don't do that every day. You do that once in a while. That's okay. That's the whole point. Just do that kind of shit once in a while.
You don't take a fucking miracle pill. It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
No, don't take a pill. And why would you want to? Right. Because then you're going to go fuck something else up in your life later. Like, oh, I fixed this one thing. And now I'm going to find another way to fuck my life up because that's who you are. You got to work on yourself. You got to fix your fucking self, not take a fucking pill.
Right.
Right.
You know what also doesn't work?
Tell me.
So if you're attending your son's game and you like Rashee Rice's mom, the Chiefs receiver.
Yeah.
She's wearing the jersey supporting her son, says Mama Rice on the back with his number.
That's great.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Supporting your son.
Very.
The problem is after the game, if you want to do some crimes like allegedly stealing a package
of it.
When they find the footage and they're like, what's Mama Rice with that number? I wonder who that Mama Rice could be. Rashee Rice's mom is now accused of stealing packages because the video shows Mama Rice stealing packages.
She's a porch pirate?
Yeah. Not a good look. Not a good look when you're wearing a jersey that says exactly who you are.
Yeah. It is. Well, let's see. Apparently, Rashee Rice's mother took her son's injury on Sunday hard. This is right after the game, too, Ed. Hours after the Kansas City Chiefs receiver suffered a knee injury, his mother appeared to be caught on camera, allegedly swiping packages from a neighbor. Marsha Kearney was seen wearing a Chiefs jersey with that last name, Mama Rice, just after Kansas City's 17-10 victory over the Chargers, along with a younger person. The video initially showed Kearney walking from left to right, eyeballing the ground in front of the door. It then cuts to Kearney walking to the other way and stopping in front of the door. Oh, she's sizing it up. Everybody can tell what she's doing. A noise can be heard just off camera, just as Kearney stopped walking. Kearney is then seen taking a couple more steps before stopping again, looking back at the camera and then picking up the package. Oh yeah, it's definitely hurt. No, well, you know, it's kind of bullshit because sometimes they'll deliver your shit and it's not in an Amazon box. It's in just the box of the thing.
Yeah.
So it's
I hate that.
Yes. Yeah.
The lobby of my building, they just dump a bunch of boxes. And sometimes it's like, oh, here's, you know, a new air fryer and it's got the packaging. So somebody wants to steal an air fryer. They're like, that's it.
Yeah. Should I get an air fryer? Do I need one?
I do like it.
Use it a lot?
I do like it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a better toaster oven.
Yeah.
It's a better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used.
When you're reheating some shit, it's better.
Yeah. When I was in Cincinnati, I used Katie Shady's and now I'm like, maybe I need one.
Speaking of Katie Shady.
Oh, tell me. Yeah.
Yes. I made some tater tots in an air fryer.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to do it. Yeah.
And it gets it crispy.
Oh, yeah. So just the edges are all crispy and then hot in the middle. And smoke.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. I would fuck that up. Idea for Rashee Rice's mom next time she steals shit off a porch. Just an idea. You could keep the jersey on. You just throw on a wolf costume. You put the wolf head on, wolf That's body. Right. You come up there, you snatch the package.
You're going to go looking for That's someone else.
Yes. Xavier Boudabar. They're going to be like, where's
Boudabar?
You're like, now look, he's in federal prison. So it probably wasn't him, but
it's probably a family member. Not a Rashee Rice.
Right.
It's probably another Boudabar. Right.
Two words, Ed. Plausible deniability. Couldn't have been me. I don't wear a wolf costume with my Chiefs jersey, Mama Rice.
Or.
Tell me.
Three words.
Listening.
Andy Reid's son. Could be one of those.
Yes. You know? Well, I was on pills.
Can't be,
I was on
one.
Not the one that OD'd, the one that DUI murdered some people. Yes, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be him. Aren't the Reeds, and I know this doesn't preclude you from being a drug addict, I believe the Reeds are Mormons. I believe they're LDS, Latter-day Saints.
I think they might be from the Beehive State.
It's Utah.
I think so.
Yeah. I think you might be right. And so, like, I mean, look, a Mormon will take a pill. They won't drink a Mountain Dew, but the, if a doctor prescribes it, they'll take it. So that's, that might track there, but yeah.
Yep. Finally.
Tell me.
According to academics, and not some Harvard professor, I mean, I believe a rapper with the name AKADEMIC.
Plural?
Academics.
What? Okay.
Not like professor, you know, Stephen.
Yeah.
Schrute.
Yeah. It's not AKA. Academic. It's not also known as Demics.
It could be. Yeah. Could be also known as Demics.
Yeah.
Cardi B cheated on Offset with Stephon Diggs while she was 8 months pregnant, and Diggs is currently piping two other rappers' girl. Steph likes it a certain way. Yeah, 8 months pregnant.
Wow. Now, is Stephon, is he the one on the Bills?
He just is now catching passes from CJ Stroud.
Oh, okay. Down in Houston.
He was a Bill for a while.
They get wild down there in Houston.
He's a Terp.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Wow. What are you guys doing? Look, I get, a pregnant woman has a certain glow to her. And also, like her body, her hormonally, Ed, she is at her peak. She's like, everything's firing the way it should.
She's one of the co-singers of WAP.
Yeah, she's got a wet ass pussy. She's told you. Yeah. She put it out there. I got a wet ass pussy. And I can tell you, you know, from experience, when you're pregnant, it's a little extra down there because you're just woo, hoo, oh.
I respect everyone with their different tastes.
Oh, look at me. I'm too good for it. Yeah. Okay.
I believe it was Al Bundy who had the line, it's kind of like driving a car you already wrecked. There's something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I get it.
It's a little much.
It is. I mean, it's pretty aggressive when there's someone else's spawn in there.
Yeah.
Like that's offset. A level. Yeah. Offset. That's really aggressive to be like,
putting it on Offset.
Yes, yes, their Offset's offspring is incubating inside of that person.
Poking that
yes,
little baby's
there's going to be little dents in the top of the head when it comes out. Like that is, that's
it's
a lot.
A dent in his head like Dave Meggett, the old punt returner for the Giants.
Didn't Dave Meggett, didn't he turn out to be like a sexual assaulter or something later?
I think there's a good chance of that. Also, possible mail fraud.
Yes.
I'd have to check.
Yeah, he was up to some stuff, I remember. Because I remember that hearing that and being like, well, that's not the Dave Meggett I saw returning kicks. Like, this guy's doing crime? Well, Stephon Diggs needs it. A lot of theories emerged about why Cardi B and Offset broke up. Now, it's my understanding that Cardi B and Offset, people who I'm only tangentially aware of, for some reason, now this isn't like the Wrexham FC situation where I'm mainlining information about a soccer team that I don't give a fuck about, but I do, I do occasionally hear about Cardi B and Offset, and they're always breaking up. They've broken up dozens of times, is my understanding.
I know someone who's in the business of show.
Yes, fake relationship.
I know nothing about Offset.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
But I've heard some shit about something Cardi B's very into. Non-sexual.
Butt fucking. Shoplifting.
Wearing Rashee Rice's mom's jersey. No, there's no upside to me telling, but Cardi B's an erratic kind of person.
Oh yeah. Well, she was in the Bloods, Ed. Like she got a boost from organized crime. Like that's kind of like her background. So, and
she may have gotten a bumpski.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yes, for sure.
I'm just saying this. There was some talk of why shows were delayed.
Yes.
Why people were paid overtime.
Yeah, like Tony Soprano.
There's some erratic bumskies in there.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like, look, she likes to have a good time. Okay. Those are all great stories, Ed. That was a great week of sports stories. Let's talk or let's listen to some voicemails because we got a bunch.
Hey, He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel.
Bunch of voicemails. Let's race through these.
Hey, Ed. Great job on the RIP segment this week. I know it was tough, but you powered through it, and we appreciate you. All that you do for us, sir.
Who died? Why is he saying that? I don't know either.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was too long ago.
That being
it must have been an LSU person or something.
Maybe, yeah. Big Frida? Was it Big Frida?
You know, everybody knows.
Was it Coach O?
Ed, I hope you are enjoying Jayden Daniels in Washington, and I hope you get to enjoy him for years to come. He's a talent and a good kid. So I think you're going to have something special on your hands for a few years over there.
Looks like it.
And finally, I think I have a scoop it up for Ed that he can actually answer.
Ed doesn't do scoop it
with
up.
With it being, you know, white girl fall and everything.
Yeah.
Ed, what are you scooping?
Cardi B
pumpkin
pregnant.
Pie or pumpkin cheesecake?
Ed.
I got it.
Where my ballers at?
Ed, what do you pumpkin pie or pumpkin cheesecake?
Well, I got a controversial take.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like cheesecake.
Really?
I don't like it.
Interesting.
I don't like it.
The consistency. It's a texture thing.
It's a texture thing. Yeah. I've never liked it.
Does it bind you up?
I remember getting shit from my dad, my family for not liking it when I was a kid. I just never liked the texture.
Uh-huh.
I love pumpkin pie.
Sure. Yeah.
So to me, this is neat. I just straight up pumpkin pie. I love.
Yeah, it's easy. I'll be honest. So of course at Thanksgiving, whatever the pies are, I take a sliver of every kind of pie, and I kind of regret it. What I should do is have like a piece of one pie and then fucking hold off for a while, and then maybe have another piece of pie later, or just have one, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll always have a piece of pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin flavored things.
Right. Just like the pumpkin spice season. Everything's pumpkin spice.
Get the fuck out of here, you basic bitches. Like, I don't eat pumpkin nothing pumpkin flavor. That said, I'm the opposite. I fucking love cheesecake. I will fuck it up, especially when it's got that layer of like, it's like cheesecake with like a layer of like, cream cheese frosting, like kind of, it's like kind of a different consistency. It's like two layers.
Yeah.
I would fuck that up. I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever had a pumpkin cheesecake, but if it were on offer, I would definitely fuck up a slice, probably over pumpkin pie, which I've had many thousands of times. Thank you for that. LSU. Great. Scoop it up. Here we go.
Hey, Brian and Ed. It's Jeff in Denver.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff.
Let's not RIP Pete Rose. Since he was a huge piece of shit.
Huge piece of shit.
Yes.
I think we learned all we needed to know about him when he was in Bruno and he had no problems sitting on the quote-unquote couch that was prepared for him.
Oh, I didn't. I think I never saw Bruno.
I saw it exactly once and I don't remember that scene.
Yeah.
But fuck Pete Rose.
Sure.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I agree.
I wonder if he was still posted up in Vegas with this stupid hip-tink jacket outside of the subway, selling autograph.
He was.
He sucked.
Yeah.
As far as the snake question you guys had, I guess I'm the snake correspondent now.
Sure.
On the snake show of record.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck that lady survived that.
The python.
Every time that...
Hours.
Yeah.
I throw a rat in there. That fucking thing is gone in like a matter of 2 minutes.
Seconds.
And there's no, I'm just going to squeeze you until you, you know, for a little bit and then let you go. No. That fucking thing bites and wraps around the rat at the same time. And,
yep.
And
swallows.
Yeah, it doesn't last too long. So
dislodges the.
I don't know how the fuck that lady survived. Maybe it's, I think it's a bunch of bullshit, but whatever.
Well, it could be. It was in Thailand.
Ed, this the sadness of the passing of John Amos and Darth Vader, James Earl Jones, or King Jaffe Jaffa. Whose dick you looking at?
Woo!
Appreciate you guys.
Ed,
take care.
We have got a Daily's Choice.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I made. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
For those of you new to the program, we haven't done one of these in a while. This is a game we play. Ed, it walks up to a urinal. At either adjacent urinal is someone of note, a celebrity. He's got the opportunity to only look at one of their penises. He has a choice to make. Ed, this is
a tough one.
Remember the Guru Stu, the great Guru Stu, sent in Will Chamberlain or Andre the Giant, and we're like, oh, that is fucking a really good one. This one, this might be better.
Tougher.
Yeah.
So, is a couple things. First of all, Cleo McDowell definitely seems like
he's dicked up.
The most manliest dicked of men up. Put together. He's definitely dicked up.
It's shiny. It's symmetrical. It's got a big old head on it. Yep.
Probably beautiful.
Yep. Gorgeous. Vein, thick vein on it.
And James Earl Jones, who's always older looking. I don't even know the difference in their ages.
Yeah.
But the timbre of his
that
voice.
That voice. Darth Vader?
Darth Vader.
Come on.
John Amos is crazy, successful, famous, beloved.
Yep.
If I have a chance to look at Vader's penis, I'm looking at Darth Vader's penis.
The
girth and that voice doesn't come from nothing. No small dick guy has the Darth Vader penis.
No. I picture it being like a James Earl Jones clone. Same shape, like wide, fat body, sturdy.
I'd be surprised if the head looks like Darth Vader's helmet.
Yes. I would. You'd have to. I mean, it's a tough Daily's Choice, but I think you're right. It's James Earl Jones all the way. That's the dom you got to look at there.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Thank you for that.
Good question.
Here's another one.
Hello, ballers. This is Chris from St. Paul, or as Luke and Soda referred to me as Skyuma Chris.
Skyuma.
I'll deal with him later, our conversation.
I yelled out a couple Skyumas at the game I was at this weekend.
Does that just like randomly come out?
No one else was doing it. Like, I don't know. They were doing some other shit, but I wasn't, I didn't hear any Skyuma. And I think I even asked Super Lee about the Skyuma, and I don't think I got a clear explanation on that, to be honest.
Please don't call in to explain.
We're good. Yep.
Yeah.
On the golf course, don't need to be disseminated to the show. But as he mentioned, I did recently take in a couple episodes of the classic TV show Good Time.
Great show.
This before, sadly, John Amos passed away. Yep. But this is on the angle of how old is this guy.
How fucking old is this guy?
Let's just look at the ages of the roster, the pivotal characters.
Yep.
Now, I understand there's creative license.
Sure.
With the age of actors.
People can play different ages.
That are portraying characters and the actual age of the actors. But young Mike Evans, this show debuted in 1974.
Yeah.
Mike was 13 years old, the actor that portrayed him when the show started. Selma. The actress that played her, 21 years old.
Okay.
Brian, I believe we have the same type of taste in women that you would be a huge fan of Thelma.
Oh, yeah.
And what she can do with a flimsy blouse and a tight sweater.
Ed's into that
huge
as well.
Fan of Thelma.
Don't leave that out of that.
And then Evans.
Jimmy Walker,
Dynamite. James Jr., Jimmy Walker was born in 1947, so he was 27 years old when this
happened. He was supposed to be like high school age.
And then Don Amos, James the Dad, Mr. McDowell, born in 1939, so he was 35 years old when the show started. He was a put-together guy, so you would think he could pull some honey.
Of course, yes.
In the Chicago area in the 70s. So who are we missing? Esther Rolle, Florida Evans.
Oh.
The actress that played Flo, Esther Rolle, was born in 1920.
Yeah.
So if you haven't done the math, I got it here for you. Theoretically, when James impregnated Flo with JJ, he was 8 years old and Flo was 27. So maybe that's why they were a little bit behind the eight ball financially in Chicago in the 70s. Anyway, a classic show. And sadly, James the dad, John Amos, passed away shortly after Darth Vader and the King of Zamunda.
Yeah.
This is American, Jack.
Yeah. Thank you for that. What was his name? Chris in St. Paul.
Chris. That was a great call. Yes. And like,
yes.
Not to shame.
Yeah.
But like, and
sure.
I love an older woman. Love an older woman.
Look, who doesn't?
But
yeah,
like we've all established, John Amos, handsome. Good looking dude, yeah. Handsome,
yeah,
phenomenal shape.
He's a strange couple.
And they're like,
yeah,
let's just give you a lady who's 20 years older than you that,
yeah, yes,
isn't
sure,
isn't
not the most, you know, she's not, she was a great Broadway actress, I believe. That was her background. That's great. But yeah,
I'm guessing she had some good pipes.
It was an odd coupling. And I remember thinking that as a child.
Yeah, like, it didn't add up.
What's going on here? Like it was strange. Yeah.
The thing that kind of sold Jimmy JJ as the son was he was so ridiculously skinny.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how you could believe he was much younger than 27 or whatever. Because he was crazy skinny. You're like, nobody is that way until they hit puberty. Yeah. Like, nobody's that skinny.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Thank you for that, Chris. Here's another one.
Hey, man. Steve from Akon again.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. I think he left two, and I started on the second one. Here we go. Okay. Sorry about that, Steve. Here we go.
Fine. Ed. Stephen H. Town.
Stephen H. Town.
Fine. Yep. Thank you so much for switching the format back to us dumbasses who actually pay for the show to fucking listen to it, can actually just listen to it without having to fuck around.
There you go. Get
internet genius. We can just...
Yep.
Hit one button, listen to it, and be done.
Not as many people, we still get a fair amount of people dialing into the video, but the video is kind of like, look, if I think the regular listeners are still just listeners. I mostly listen to podcasts, but a lot of people do watch them. So the video is up there for people to find the podcast. It's more like marketing, or it's like one time when I was about like 13 years old. My favorite DJ at local LA radio station K-Rock was doing an
appearance. Shadow Stevens?
But he was on a different station, but he was a local DJ too. He was on like a top 40 station. But Jed the Fish was doing an appearance at Nordstrom, and me and my buddy Mike J, who's passed away a couple years ago, RIP Mike J, he was a good dude. We rode our bikes over to I don't know what I was expecting to see when I saw Jed the Fish, but it was a real disappointment, you know? And so I imagine people listen to me and they're like, this fucking guy with his fat dick and his fucking, and he's jacked and chiseled and shit. And they're like, they hear the voice and they're like, this, I want to fuck this guy. And then they go on the YouTube and they're like, oh, never mind. So it's a lot like being exposed to Jed the Fish. So if you're into that, you could check us out on the YouTube. But I was thinking people would be listening or watching on the YouTube and then want to hear the bonus later. But now most of the people that listen just listen, and the people that watch just watch. So we got it set up that way now. I just needed some feedback.
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking work for it. Shouldn't have to work for it when we pay for it.
That's right.
thank you for being the new Coke of podcasts. Nice. And yeah, that's what y'all were for about a month. The new Coke of podcasts.
Well, it's the same show. No, I mean, and, they, hold on. I mean, it's a bad metaphor.
You didn't get rid of. Hang on.
Yeah, they changed the flavor.
Yeah. They changed the flavor and didn't give it, and then they had to go back to Coca-Cola Classic to give it. That was a whole fiasco. This isn't a fiasco. Mm-mm. We were adding a different layer.
Tinkering. We're trying to give you more.
Well, go ahead. I got a good one for you. This is like the Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito.
Another Daily's Choice.
Of Daily's Choice.
Wow.
I got for you Jose Altuve versus Mike Judge. Ed, who you peeking? Later. And thanks again, Brian. Thanks.
The creator of Beavis and Butthead?
That's right.
Davey's Choice. It's a choice I make. Davey's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
I mean, I know what Mike Judge looks like. I don't know that I would recognize him outside of the voice, though, because he's a pretty standard, like, balding white guy.
Yeah, he's just kind of a bald dude.
Yeah.
That being said, I love Mike Judge.
He's great.
Let's assume I know it's him in the bathroom.
So funny. Idiocracy? Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, Office Space. And then, like, even Paramount did, like, a new season of Beavis and Butthead. It's still great.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm sure it's funny though. Silicon Valley?
Yeah, great show. I love him.
Yeah,
I don't love Altuve.
Yeah,
and I get Altuve's infinitely more famous.
Yes,
I don't. Yeah, I want less Altuve in my life. Well, so I'm looking at I don't like him. The Astros didn't cheat on the Orioles in the playoffs, so I don't have the hatred that that a lot of other people do.
Yeah.
But I don't need any more Astros in my life.
He's so little that you would be like, oh, there's a child. This is much like the time I took a leak next to a snowboarder Sean White that I didn't realize it was snowboarder Sean White because he was so small that I thought it was an actual child. And it wasn't till I was walking out of the bathroom and people were like fist bumping him and stuff that I realized I had been pissing next to Sean White. I will relay. I think I might've told this before on the show. My super hot girlfriend, Cheyenne, one of her friends at one point had a date with Mike Judge.
Was he a latecomer?
I don't know. They didn't get to that point because she said he was a very nice guy, but like part of his like charm is that he'll do the voices, you know, here and there, not like the whole time, but he'll.
That was the fear that you're on a date and the guy's doing voices.
Yeah.
I imagine a date with Seth MacFarlane. He's just doing voices.
Yeah. Well, he would be. He would be. And he's a huge piece of shit. And the hair dye is dripping into his eyeballs while he's doing.
He's going to go full Giuliani.
Yes. And then he's like, hold on before we leave the table and lights. It's like an Anchorman when he plays jazz flute. Lights come up and an orchestra breaks out behind him and he goes, How about we do a few bars of My Way? Cause I like to croon, blah, blah, blah. So that's what he would do. But she said he was very nice, but occasionally he would do like a, hey, baby, or just he would do something in the Beavis and or Butthead voice, which would be kind of funny, but it creeped her out a little bit.
Yeah, I could see it both ways. Yeah. I remember hearing him interviewed, I believe on Howard Stern, like many years ago. Yep. And he said the laughs were like in his high school. There were just two like fucking deadbeats in the back of the class who were just like doing that laugh. Like anytime it was like sex education and they're, and that's so what was going on.
It's so good. Okay. Oh, Steve continues.
Steve from H-Town again. I think I said Mike Judge from Beavis and Butthead. I think y'all know I meant Aaron
Judge, Ed. Well, different Daily's Choice. So one.
Davey's Choice. It's a choice I make. Davey's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed, Jose Altuve, who looks like a child, or Aaron Judge, who looks like an experiment. Yeah.
Yeah. Again.
Yes.
A child yeah. versus someone who looks like he's got a bat in his pants.
Yes, he looked, must have the like, biggest dick.
He yeah. must have an enormous piece.
Yeah.
I had seats that were like close to the field
yeah.
and seeing him walk by, it was he's staggering how yeah. big he is.
He's huge.
Yeah. There are pictures of like when he's at second base and Altuve standing next to him, it doesn't look like they're playing the same game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, he's huge. But luckily, well, back to a little callback to the beginning of the show, Aaron Judge, he's a guy that does it the right way, Ed. He's the true home run king because he did it the right way.
All natural.
Yeah, he did it all natural. I mean, just look at the man's jawline. You go, oh, that guy's never taken performance-enhancing drugs. It's very normal to have a brow that sticks out 3.5 inches in front of your eyeballs. It's fine. He did it clean. So, yeah, I would also look at his penis. Thank you for the clarification. Although, it did lead to a good discussion of Mike Judge. So that was also sure. nice, too. That worked out both yeah. ways.
Both worked.
Okay, here's another one.
Wow. Hey, Brian and Ed, what's up? David Sullivan.
Hey.
Work. I'm just
haven't heard from Don.
And I'm like, I got it. I know he's your good friend, Brian, but yeah. fan, what kind of animal are you?
Yo.
Take this snake that's in this bag
yeah.
and drop a kettlebell on it. That's just freaking brutal.
I think Ed's okay with that.
That's murder.
It was injured.
You're supposed to murder snakes.
It was. I like that you never look at my stories. And then I did one about snakes. So we played it on the show a couple weeks ago when I happened upon that snake fight. Two rattlesnakes wrestling in the road. Wrestling. But then I was walking the other day and there was a baby rattler alive on the trail. And then like 300 feet further, there was a baby rattler dead, and you were celebrating the dead one. You were so excited yeah. that it had died.
Yes. Oh, all snakes should be dead.
Yes. So, well, David and Dave, who's from Florida, he's in Salt Lake for work, but we do know that he went to Florida State and he's from Florida. He supports snakes, although they're ruining the glades. They're invasive in the glades. The pythons.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Arrest you. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this as a kid. Growing up in Florida, we had snakes everywhere. Coral snakes,
oh, yeah.
which are the most poisonous.
But,
you know, they have small teeth. It's hard to, you know, if you have shoes on, it's going to be very hard for them to get to you and penetrate you. But if they do, it's the most poison. But we had the rattlesnake and most...
diamond.
Yeah, the cotton wads.
Diamondbacks. Cotton wads. Cotton wads. Kings.
Mux. Very, very poisonous.
Oh, yeah.
If you're anywhere near water, that's what we ran into more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw a snake down in the creek with my buddy Tom, and I took a big old rock, and I must have been in fourth grade, and dropped it on that thing, and I saw guts going all over the place and stuff as it tried to swim away, and that still bothers me to this day that I did it, because it only could have just been a water snake.
So you drowned, did the same thing.
But it was large. So,
yeah.
And having had a snake...
Oh.
Went ahead and got a boa.
Oh, yeah.
You're... 6 years. I had a 6-foot nail. I did that because I felt so bad. So when I did...
Snake rescuer. You're just a good dude.
But like I said, it could have been a just water. A
good guy, David.
It's a murderous snake.
Well,
good Lord.
Well,
yep.
Amen. Well, keep murdering.
A guy who's murdered snakes says
sorry
this, by
about
the way.
The Justin Bieber canceling on you 30 minutes before the show, Ed. But I know he's going to promise to make it up to you, apparently.
What's he talking about?
And last thing, when are we all going to Vegas?
Oh.
We want to go. The fans want to go.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
All right, guys, take care. Much love. My heart is okay. Now I've got to see a fucking neurologist.
All
right, bye.
Fuck. David,
you're on the mend.
Keep us updated. I will say, last time I went to Vegas, Ed, the bellman, I was greasing the bellman from bringing my bags up, and he's like,
yeah.
He goes, hey, by the way, he goes, you see those bottles of water on the over there by the TV? And he And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you might want to hang back on those because each one of those bottles of water is $25.
Oh, that's right. He gave you that tip.
Yeah. And it's like Vegas just does where they're like, hey, let's hook. You're here. You're checking in. Let's hook a vacuum up to your wallet. And we're just going to suck every last fucking dime out of it. And look, I don't mind if things are expensive, but it's like, let's be honest with each other about what's going on here. So that's I'm a little soured to Vegas, but I might make it out there for next year to Reality Steve's Fan Appreciation Weekend. He's invited me every year. It's in first weekend in June, I believe. So I might be there for that. Here is one final voicemail. We had quite a few this week.
Ballers. I just want to bring out something really quick.
This is Charles Carroll Jr., by the way. He never introduces himself.
But we know about his shadow
his
family.
Dad had a secret family.
His dad's shadow family.
I mean, amazing.
The Dodgers are being bitches about this Manny Machado.
Totally agree.
Staying in the throwing the ball in the dugout. Dave Rogers needs to stick a tampon in his.
Dave Rogers does need to do that.
Shut the fuck up.
Fair. Yep.
Don't be such a pussy. Yeah. The Dodgers are.
Don't be such a pussy.
Sorry, bro.
Well, no, I don't know about
they
that.
They really
are. I don't know about that. But so, I agree with you on this one point.
This is a sports podcast. Right? I need That's a right. sports take.
Yes. Thank you for that. Charles Kiralt Jr.
I great agree caller. With you.
Yes, I agree too. It was very bitch to do that. Okay, Ed, let's talk about. Oh, wait. I think there's
we got
two.
An email.
It's two, actually. One came in late. The organizers of what was supposed to be a very long treasure hunt are baffled that an unnamed person not only found the small gold statue they hid in the Massachusetts woods. Nothing more terrifying than the Massachusetts woods. Is that where the Blair Witch got people, Ed?
I must have been. I never seen that movie.
Me either.
But
yeah,
I think it was Pennsylvania. But who knows?
Oh, well, it probably was. But, you know, that's where they drown all the witches out in and lit them on fire and stuff. Yeah. So that it's very there's a lot of witchness happening out there. They hit, but also has yet to reach out to claim his crypto prize worth $87,000. That's probably because it's worth like $12 today.
It's worth nothing.
Yeah. A couple out hiking reportedly saw the winner with the trophy in hand and spoke with him. He said he is a meteorologist who pinpointed the prize in a 27-mile search radius by cross-referencing cloud coverage patterns against a live stream setup at the trophy's location. There is a 0% chance that this meteorologist has ever been laid. Is that correct? That is from Matthew Richards. I mean, I have a different take on this, Ed.
I've known, like, from the TV news, a lot of meteorologists.
Yeah.
I don't think they're virgins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just,
on the same page. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. He was out there in the woods looking to suck a little dick. All right. And he's out there and he goes, oh, what the fuck is this stupid trophy thing? And then somebody's like, you found the trophy. What did you do? And he goes, you know what I did is I cross-referenced the longitude and latitude of the cloud. I'm a meteorologist.
That's what you were doing.
Yeah,
that's
I'm trained. True. See the nimbus? That's nimbus. And over there, that's cumulus. And those only, there's a camera right there. And he came up with some bullshit because he didn't want Mrs. Meteorologist to know that he was out there sucking dick, right?
Yep. Yes.
You know, it's a pretty underrated Nicolas Cage movie. And looking back, as we look at Nicolas Cage and how amazing he is, pretty much every movie is an underrated Nicolas Cage movie, if you think about it. But the Weatherman is a movie where he plays a weatherman in Chicago, I believe, and he's a down-on-his-luck dude, and it's a great performance from him. I would suggest everybody check it out. Okay, one more. You guys were talking about the greatness of Michael Keaton. One of my favorite recent movies of his was Dumbo. Yes, it's a kid Disney movie, but it's got Keaton, DeVito, and Colin Farrell. Directed by Tim Burton, also very cool for a kid's movie. Here's a how fucking old is this guy if he was thought out and brought to life today. How fucking old is Walt Disney? And Ed, here's another Daily Choice. And here's a daily choice. Weird J.D. Vance or creepy Tim Walsh,
Who you peeping? Later, Stephen H. Town. Okay, we'll skip the, Walt Disney died at like 56 or something, and he looked 80 years old.
He loved those heaters.
Yes, that's... he smoked a lot of cigarettes. There was a lot of hate in his heart. Yes.
Turning in communists.
Yes. He loved setting up secret societies in his children's park.
He loved Nazis. He loved Lanny Riefenstahl.
Yes.
He was a terrible dude. Yes. He was a fucking awful dude.
He's a really bad guy. His head frozen.
He called Snow White's dwarves a pack of N-words. Yes. He's a bad.
You know, there's a conspiracy, and I tend to believe this, that the Disney company named that movie Frozen so that when people Google Walt Disney Frozen. It's not about his head.
I heard that one. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And one more quick Daily's Choice, Ed.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I made. Daily's Choice.
Watch me show. We got no clarification. I hit the button by accident. We got no clarification from Jay Stu last week on whether or not he is J.D. Vance. He pretended like he didn't know that I'd asked him that four times, and he's never acknowledged it. He looks like J.D. Vance. Ed, J.D. Vance or Tim Walz? I wouldn't recognize either of them in real life. Whose dick are you looking at?
J.D. Vance has weird energy. Yeah. Tim Walz, to me, just, he seems a lot like my stepfather, like kind of like goofy older guy. Like, he's not as old as he looks, but
yeah,
but like, I'm not interested. Yeah. J.D. Vance, the way he ordered those donuts, there's something weird going on in his pants.
Couch. Yeah, he
fucked that couch.
Could be a Peyronie situation.
I want to see the dick that's fucking couch.
That's fair.
Something that's, it makes me curious. I'm not curious about Tim Walz at all.
No, even if you're looking at, J.D. Vance, I would say, is more interesting. But the concern is that you would feel like you're looking at Jay Stu's dick because they are basically separated at birth. Okay, let's do some non-sports.
All right. I'm taking a... Wow.
Ed doesn't...
Non-sports. I'm talking about this segment now.
Ed's taking a piss because he doesn't want you guys making fun of his chair. His chair is fucked up, by the way. Like, it's, he deserves any. Let's review some of Jay Stu's tweets because I have the window open. Okay. I have the Giants, Bengals Giants on the split screen. Sound down. Is it me or has that been the worst played game in a season of poorly played, hard to watch NFL games? He really has a lane, and it's kind of negative. I got to be honest.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Bigger and not smaller, broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.